I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Philippines can't seem to catch a break. 1 month after twin typhoons struck the nation, Filipinos are anxiously watching a volcano which could erupt in hours or days. The Taal volcano already had a major eruption of ash and lava on January 12. Since then, the volcano continued to spit and sputter and is now at a simmer. Researchers say, though, the danger isn't over. AMG International's Bill Passins.
We do have three projects that are pretty close in like a 20 or 30 mile radius of the volcano. So we do have some things that have been affected. We've had some covering of ash and other things. We have not had any major damage to anything at this point, but obviously it's a concern and we continue to be on alert.
Amid these natural disasters, God is stirring hearts. Visit missionnews.org to support AMG serving the Philippines in Jesus' name. And Christian leaders in Nigeria are desperately calling for help. So far, it's met with deafening silence from the global community. More from Mission Network News, Lindsay Koh.
Persecution watchdog groups estimate that last year alone, 1,000 Nigerian Christians died for their faith. Millions of Christians were displaced by Boko Haram or by the Fulani herdsmen. Taking advantage of the chaos and isolation are bandits and kidnappers. A ministry partner with Christian Aid Mission says that presence magnifies the dangers for workers providing aid and the gospel. Still, they continue to bore wells, provide education, and help with trauma healing and basic human dignity in the wake of tragedy and displacement. They are the hands and feet of Christ. Pray boldness and wisdom for these ministry leaders in northern Nigeria. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.